Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Vision Quest Radio. My name is Mr. 2020, and today we're going to have a blast because I have not done this in several years. Here we go. We're going to answer your questions live after the tango. You know how it works. So, it's unbelievable. Right now, YouTube wants me to do a survey. Anyway, so keep listening. Call-in number, that is 64. What the hell is it? I don't know what it is. Anyway, we have not done this in a couple years, so we're going to have a blast today, seeing what happens, seeing what we can do. Again, my name is Mr. 2020. Today, we're going to answer your questions live. We do have a few that we can go through in just a moment. Usually, my co-host, Victoria, the lovely Victoria, would be here sitting right next to me doing what we do. However, she is currently on a special mission this weekend with her siblings, so I hope she's having a blast and actually gets to tune in as well. And, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun here today. So, if you want to call in, where is the call in? Ah, great. Doesn't have the call in number listed. Unbelievable. So, let's just try one more time here. Because I may have to... There we go. Boom. Just do this show by myself if nobody can join me. That would be an absolute bummer. So we just set this all up. And here's one of the things that I do want to talk about. Emmett, Bruce, leave it. All right. So what did this say here? All right, I must admit I am semi-disappointed with the fact that I cannot see a way to tell you how to call in, which is just an absolute bummer. It says it's waiting for the host to call in. I have called in, so we will see what's happening here. Anyway, it says upcoming. Oh, my God, unbelievable. So instead of wasting a whole bunch of time here, all right, so we are on the air. It says we are waiting for me to call in. I don't know how this works, so here's what I'm going to do. I am going to sign off and start another episode in just a moment. No, maybe I'm not. Short link. All right, let's try this. So, click. All right, so the call-in number, this is going to be excellent. So let's just take this here. I cannot believe I've got to go through all this. I appreciate your patience as we relearn this system. So here's one of the things that I notice. A lot of people will not dive into having an impact, making money, making a difference online because, and, let's make sure we close that. Ba, 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 ba. So because they are afraid of mucking up, guess what I'm doing right now, guys? I'm mucking up incredibly well. I'm having an absolute blast. I will be answering your questions live as I repost this in the Law of Attraction group, because I'd love for you to call in so I can talk with you today live. But let's change this link here just for fun, because I don't know why it's showing up the way it is. But as we continue to hack away, so you can reach us. Let me just kill this one. Bum, 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 bum. So here's the deal, guys. I am mucking around. By the time we do our second or third one of these, they're going to absolute rock. And the thing is, this is how I've made my entire living online. This is how I've made a massive impact in the world. Your questions answered live. Call me now. And we need a link. Pop. Cancel that. Guys, we are trying to do a show. All right. Reload that. So after a few moments of hacking at this, this is going to be an absolute victory. I'll listen to this later. Please accept, skip the first 5 minutes. So here we go. Ready? Boom. Got that. And here's the link, the short link for the show. Copy link address. Let's put that in there. Boom. Oh boy. And it shares a photo from me of like 10 years ago. Alrighty. So my name is Mr. 2020. I am eagerly awaiting your phone calls. We will be diving in just a moment. I am going to play the tango again just to regroup. So be back in just a moment. And let's dive in. So our first question today comes from Amy Anonymous. She says, hello, I regularly watch your videos on YouTube, and you guys make a great team, and thank you for teaching your knowledge on this interesting topic. Now, you're quite welcome, Amy. I am trying to manifest someone close to me back into my life. I am mostly doing an okay job imagining somebody telling me, you did it, you got them back. But on other days, I go back to my physical reality and I'm like, but it's been months since contact. This person was involved in my everyday life for years, so there's a large void. How can I stay in the mindset of having them beside me? Thank you, Amy Anonymous. All right, Amy, let's dive in. So here's the deal. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to manifest up a rich and fulfilling life. Instead of, because here's what I read, this is what I notice, this is why Victoria and I do what we do, and why we're pretty darn good at it. Because if you make it about them filling your life up, the only thing that happens is you manifest tension and you manifest pressure. And even if they're back in your life, it's tension, it's pressure. It's not much fun for you or for anyone involved. But on the other hand, if you manifest up a rich and fulfilling life, then as part of that, I would imagine having rich, fulfilling relationships. And if it's a romantic partner, a husband or a wife or somebody like that, what I'd suggest strongly would be make it all about you. Let it be about you being a happy wife, you know, like me being a happy, loving husband. Because when I live from that state, it takes the pressure off of Victoria. She doesn't have to do nothing to please me, to help make something happen. And that gives to all of us. So, Amy, I do want to thank you for that. I do have people leaving comments on the Facebook thing, so that's cool. Maybe they'll call in. We'll find out how this works, because it used to work really well. I don't have a clue how it works now. And so, let me bounce around here, try to get this to work. We still have no callers. Absolutely fascinating. Way cool. What a bummer. So, our next question comes from Lawrence in Manifesting Mastery. He says, I have a question for you, hoping you can offer some thoughts. I've noticed over the years now, I often have vivid dreams while sleeping. And then when I wake up, I attach various meanings to these dreams, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. Last night, for example, I had a couple of intense dreams that troubled me when I woke up this morning. Wondering if Neville ever touched on dreams in his lectures, writings, and or if you have any perspective on this. Thanks, Lawrence, in Manifesting Mastery. So here's what I noticed, Lawrence. Consciousness is the only reality. Neville taught to prune the vine morning, noon, and night. He also gave us several tools. One of his favorites was revision. And since consciousness is the only reality, and this is all about you, what you get to do, as far as I'm concerned, is notice if the dream does not live up to your expectations, if it does not give to you as you would like it to, prune the vine. Cut it off, change it with revision, revise. Imagine that you dreamt something else, something lovely, something that fulfills you. Again, this is the blacklist is in 5 minutes. Oh, what a bummer. Anyway, bummer for me because I don't get to watch it for a couple days. So that's what I would focus on. Again, you don't have to passively accept anything. You can actively revise, replace. You can play in ways that most people, and here's the thing, instead of a lot of people, they write me and they say, what does this mean? And I write back to them, it could mean anything you want it to. But even more importantly, if you don't like what you imagine it means, change it. Change what you imagine it means. Change the dream itself. Because that's what you came here to do. Neville says we came here to know imagination. And to do that, to have some fun, that's where we get to play. So, God, this, I still don't have any callers. Absolutely fascinating. So I don't know if this is working or not, but we'll keep going. We'll do one more. If I haven't heard from anyone, I will shut this down and hack a little bit differently. So next one. I have a question for you. What if I can't visualize? I can close my eyes, but everything is black. I can hear the comments of others telling me congratulations and such. Do I have to see anything? When my eyes are open, I can daydream. But when my eyes are closed, it's dark. Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Here's the thing. You don't have to see. I guarantee you can, because if I say, where's the milk, you know where it is. If I ask, what does your car look like, you can tell me. So you're able to see something in consciousness. You may not notice that you see, but you don't have to notice. And you don't have to actually see to effectively imagine. Because here's the thing, you effectively imagine something to send me your email. And once you've done that, you know how to effectively imagine. The key now is to play more, to actually develop where you're strong, develop that so it gets stronger, where you're currently, quote unquote, weak, not able to notice that you see an imagination. Cool. Let's make that stronger just for fun by playing with it. If you go to freenevel.com and you type in the word visualize in the search bar, you should be taken to a few articles which have some really good exercises in them. One of them real quick that we teach a couple different variations of, including inside of Manifesting Mastery. I mention notice what your kitchen looks like. Remember what your kitchen looks like. You can do that. And then see your body in that image. And then take your body out of that image. Because you can remember what your mom looks like. And you can remember what a photo of your mom looks like. So that's where I would suggest playing. And that's going to be the last question I answer here, because I can't see, nobody's called in, so I'm assuming that that part's not working, and we'll see what happens here when I try the next time. I can always call in with Skype. That might be fun. Tell you what, while I'm here, let's play a little tango. If anybody shows up, cool. If not, that's cool too. And I'll be back in a moment. I'm going to call in myself just to see what happens. And by the way, you guys that are contacting me about playing online, you get what I'm doing right now? I'm playing online. I may or may not save this episode, but I'm hacking with technology that is very different from the way I used to play with it. By the way, before, when I re-signed up for this, it said that I had 37,000 listens on my old broadcast. 37,000. And it happens just by playing like this, getting to know the technology, getting your message out, actually playing. And yeah, this is what I do. So let's toss the tango. Allie says it works fine. Excellent. If you want to call in, please do. Is there a call-in number? Gary says I'm playing, but I can't contact you. All right. Let me see something here. I saw something somewhere. Doobie doobie. Gazza says love tech. I'm with you, my friend. Alrighty, I'm going to post a call-in number because I swear to God I saw one somewhere here. So instead of signing off, let me stick around because I would really love to talk to a few people. So let's find, where's the freaking link? Oh, dear. Okay, there's the link, and I'm going to put that call-in number out, bang, right? So let me kill that. All right, call-in, oh dear, wrong keyboard. All right, Gaz is playing with both. There's the call-in number. Ready? Boom. Bruce, quit licking the chair. All right. 3-2-3-5-8-0-5-7-1-7. Boom. All right. So. Okay. It says there's a call-in number. So if you guys that are watching and leaving comments, especially on my personal line here. Oops, let me know. Come here, Bruce. Love you. All right. So, call-in number is 323-580-5717. We're going to play a little tango while I grab my Skype machine, and I'll try to call myself just at the very least to see if this can connect up. So, 47 seconds of the tango, and then we'll be right back. Thank you. sorry, that was good fun. So here's the deal, guys. I paid for this like 20 minutes before, so I'm wondering if they don't have the phone number actually connected right. All right, so Gazza says the blacklist is on. All right. 323-580. Oh, okay, so let's try 323-580. And 5-7-1-7.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
All right, so. It says you can listen. All right. Oh, there I am. All right. So apparently it does work. People can call in. How wonderful for me. Okay.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right. So we just killed that. All right. So it does work. Guys, you got to learn how to dial a phone, pal. And all right. I've done enough mucking around with this. Blacklist is on. No one's going to be here. And all right, that was good fun. So we're going to find out what happens after the show. Does it save it? Can I download it? Can I edit it? Oh my God, wouldn't that be fun? So if you've taken the time to listen in, I do want to thank you tremendously. We'll be back doing this live and in person again. And stay tuned. See ya. Where's the tango thing?